Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a little boogaloo, a little dance party going on. Dance up, bro. Dominic, I've been joined here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0 by a good friend, a dancing fool. He's crazy. E-bike Lenny Mattioli. How you doing, Lenny? Hold on. Let me turn you on.
Hello.
I forgot you were here. I got to turn your mic on.
Yeah, well, you know, my size, you should be able to see me.
You're looking svelte. You've lost weight, Lenny.
I have.
One of us.
Well, you got to ride your e-bike more like I do.
Lenny, how often do you ride the e-bike? I know you're a busy guy, a businessman, entrepreneur, but how often do you actually get on the e-bike?
I'd like to ride my bike 5 times a week would be a number that would certainly contribute to overall health.
Hey, buddy, don't forget, talk into the tip.
Whoa. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry about that.
Right in the tip there, fella.
I was putting my head down like I was riding my e-bike, you know.
Now, Lenny, we've had some glorious weather. That's always going to help business out. We've had a little rain delay this afternoon, so thought we'd sneak you in studio. But coming up, you got the big Father's Day sale.
Yes,
that's
we do.
It's only a week away.
It's a week away.
People care very little about the dads. But the dads are important. We should get gifts, should we not, Lenny?
A comedian once told a story about Father's Day. You know, he'd get up in the morning, get to his favorite chair, say, I just can't wait. I'm going to have a nice breakfast, and then the kids are going to bring me presents, and it's going to be so great. And, of course, by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, no presents, no great breakfast. He made his own lunch sandwich for lunch. And then finally one of the kids said, hey, Dad, can you drive me to the mall? He said, so I feel that Father's Day maybe should be canceled.
Would anybody notice, Lynn?
I'm not sure.
You know what my family's getting me for Father's Day?
What?
Sort of Father's Day birthday combo. Brewers Cubs tickets.
Well, that's a great gift.
That's a great gift.
That's right up there with an e-bike.
Nothing tops an e-bike as a gift for Father's Day, Lynn, I thought it was a nice thought.
A good way to give Dad a kind of an over-the-top gift is purchase a gift certificate at Crazy Lenny's E-Bikes.
You're discounting them, right, Lenny?
Yeah, we do. So, you could buy any size gift certificate you want, and Dad can use it to pick out the bike he wants, the size he wants, the color he wants, and so on and so on and so on. But, you know, if you only buy a gift certificate, say, for $300, okay, the gift certificate's worth $300, but you pay $240. And that would cover most of the price of some e-bikes. You could buy them a $500 gift certificate, and that would cost you $400, et cetera. So you get a discount, and you get a gift certificate for Dad to buy a new e-bike.
Slow down. This is starting to sound like math on the radio, Lenny.
We don't do math on the radio, Lenny.
You know what? It's too bad we can't have a chalkboard, and I could, sort of teach the discount.
I got a dry erase board, but that still doesn't work for our radio listeners. That's Crazy E-Bike Lenny Mattioli. Father's Day sale. Father's Day coming soon. You got lots of time to come out and test drive this weekend. Right. Going to be beautiful.
And we've got some really comfortable bikes. We're getting more bikes in. The selection's getting better.
I was in the showroom today. You still got a lot of bikes.
Yeah. We got in, I think this week, we probably got in about 50 bikes. I think 46, actually. We've got that bike in now where you can adjust the handlebars in two directions, back and forth and up and down. And then it comes with a really, really, really comfortable seat. It's a gel-pack seat with also springs built in.
Now, do they have a easy rider setting, kind of Peter Fonda style?
Nah, but you know what they are? They make it comfortable from top to bottom.
Lenny, when it gets hot as hell like this, other people, not so much me, but other people like to exercise. But, if you can't have a good time because you overheat or you overexert, you quit exercising. And that's sort of the greatness of the e-bike.
Yeah, that's a good reason to come and test ride an e-bike, because if you're riding and you're turning that crank at a real comfortable, easy, not pushing hard on the pedals, it's almost like riding a regular bike with an air conditioner on it, because the wind's blowing by. You can keep your speed up 10, 12, 14 miles an hour without overexerting. E-bikes are just plain fun. You know what? I've been telling our salespeople at some of our meetings, so many customers come in. I've been looking on the internet and I've been researching these things. It's just a bicycle, guys. We sell fun. Try an e-bike. It's fun. if you get it home and within some reasonable time, a couple of weeks even, you wish you'd have got some other one, fine, we'll exchange it.
Well, that does sound like fun.
It is.
Not overly obligated, obviously. Sales are final, but you can right. come and perhaps exchange your bike if another model might suit your pursuit of fun better.
Right, right. But the main
pursuit
thing
of happiness, it's right in the Constitution,
Lenny. When you're trying out an e-bike, don't get – no one really wants to buy watts. How many watts? How many amp hours is that battery? How many amp hours do you want? You know, it's, no one knows the answer to
that
question.
What's an amp hour? How fast does it go, Lenny? That's what I want to know.
You want to know. All right. Most e-bikes go at 20 miles an hour. The governor built into the product turns the assist off. But some e-bikes called Class 3 bikes go all the way to 28 miles per hour before the assist is
How do you turn
off.
The governor off?
Yeah, wise guy.
No, I saw a guy riding today. I saw a young lady on like a Vespa scooter, and she's riding down the road. And then I saw a guy on an e-bike, and he was flying down the road right behind her in traffic. And, you know, he might have been pedaling, Len, but I had the impression he had an ungoverned e-bike.
You can do that. We don't.
But you know a guy who would, don't you, Lenny?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. All Italians know a guy
Dominic
who would.
Dominic
would
do that, I'm sure.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crazy Lenny from Crazy Lenny's E-Bikes hanging out with us on a Friday afternoon. Lenny, got to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm turning 50 this year, dude. So now I'm starting to think of the terms of like a step-through bike. He's
wondering if you have senior discounts, Len.
Or a trike. You know, do you have those kinds of like models, or is everything kind of a step over? And how important is it to... do you measure for a frame size? I'm kind of a short guy, and now I'm getting older, Lenny.
Yeah, you do.
Be a good bike for me.
You do. The best way to determine the right frame size is to straddle the bike, get a nice comfort frame where you don't have to throw your leg over the seat when you stop. Just stand straddling the bike, and then start the pedal. And if pedal where your lowest part, you know, when the pedal is down low, has just a tiniest little bend in the knee, then that fits you perfectly. Most of that can be compensated for by seat height, but there are other bikes. There are some frames that are bigger than others.
Speaking of bigger things, I'm a bigger thing. I'm pushing like 350.
Yeah, we have bikes for you.
And you have bikes for me.
Yeah, we have bikes that take a rider up to 370 pounds.
That is glorious.
Yeah. Magnum Ranger, beautiful bike, beautiful.
Magnum.
Is that one of those big fatty wheel bikes? Because I feel like Brian would need the fatty wheels.
No, he wouldn't. But the bike that I'm thinking of, the Magnum Ranger, does have a wheel that's thicker than you'd expect to see. But it's not a big, knobby, fat tire wheel. It's a very, very comfortable wheel.
That's not the first time I've been recommended a Magnum.
Listen,
that's
you know good. What? We have on display in our stock.
It just sank in, didn't it, Lenny?
Yeah, it's just.
That's what she
have
said.
You seen his hands?
Yeah. Buy two and we'll give you a Magnum. You know, we have still have 150 battery assisted as e-bikes and display in our store. No one has that many electric bikes to choose from. And yes, we have bikes that'll take safely riders up to 370 pounds. We have electric bikes for someone that may only be 5 feet or 5'2".
That's like Dom's size.
Oh, no.
Hey, Lenny, you know, it's the festival season, and there's lots of outdoor vendors, you know, people setting up their tents and selling their wares, whatever it may be. And I see some of these kind of converted bikes with like a platform kind of thing people ride around that can help them, you know, carry their things around. Do you have those kinds of offerings as well?
Yeah, we have cargo-style bikes. The cargo-style bikes can be fitted in two ways. They can be fitted to carry cargo. A company may buy a couple of e-bikes to deliver pizzas locally. They may buy e-bikes to deliver liquor from a liquor store or groceries. But then you can also configure the cargo bike to carry as many as two children right with you on the bike, as opposed to having the kids following you in a trailer where you don't know if they're fighting or seeing the squirrel run up the tree or the raccoon.
So on the cargo bikes, Lenny, these are you can actually see it. This in front of you, the cargo area.
Well, there are. For carrying the children, no. They would be in back of the rider, but they're right there. You can
Dom,
hear them
you would be
you
in
can
the
talk to them.
You but, would be in the basket like E.T.
Phone home.
You know, Lenny, I've already got an e-bike, so this conversation's beginning to bore me a little. Let me ask you about something. I was seeking your advice, and I'd like your advice about something.
Like you'd take it.
What? Well, I'd like to hear it before I decide whether or not I'm going to take it. Yeah. But, Len, you've been a media figure. You've been on television umpteen times.
Yes.
Did you wear makeup when you did your media appearances?
Nope. I never have been made up for a TV appearance, whether it be a commercial or an interview. No.
Was that before HDTV, Len? Because, you know, the cameras have gotten better. They're a little crisper these days.
You know, I look equally bad with the makeup or without the makeup. So I don't think we should waste our money with the makeup artist. I don't know. But I've not worn makeup. Anyway.
I know you're not overly political, although you are strongly opinionated. But I'm going on Foxy News.
Yeah.
Do you take any issue with the fact that I would go on the enemy's propaganda station?
I'd only take issue if you didn't make sense out of the correct or differing opinions or political notions on a topic.
Well, and
bothering me is it's getting more and more difficult, at least for Len, to carry on a conversation with someone who feels that they're differing on some new bill or some new news than I am. It's like, you can't be right. This can only go this way. But it's more fun to debate an issue, but keep it pleasant. Have fun with it.
Right up until
like an e-bike.
Time to not be pleasant.
Oh.
Lenny, do you get out with someone that disagrees? I know we had a bit of a argumentative today? Disagreement earlier today in
I
your
didn't
shop.
I think we were arguing at all.
Well, no, we were discussing, debating the topics of the day.
Yeah, I did. I felt strongly that while there's no, I don't have a problem necessarily, only to the extent we could do better with the child care allowances that the administration is going to be providing this year for people with children. And
I don't know if we could reconstruct the whole basis of that conversation.
My point was simply, I would like the benefits to go really to the good of it. I don't want some percentage of those tax deductions or those checks to be going to somebody who takes the money and goes and buys an extra six-pack of beer or two. I would like the money to go to the benefit of the child. We have to spend a little more time, I think, in deciding how the recipient gets our hard-earned tax money.
Well, Lenny, the best sort of guest, they bring a six-pack for the panelist and we don't share with the children.
Well, we won't count that. You know, we'll be – maybe I could just decide.
Lenny, here in the state of Wisconsin, I look back fondly on the days of yore, and a lot of my most enjoyable times talking politics have been with a beer in my hand by a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think we could get back to those days –
Yes.
Where we went camping.
Of course we can, and that's a great way to do it. You're sitting by the campfire, so it's a pleasurable environment. You have a can of beer, which is perfectly a wonderful thing to enjoy, and discuss how could this have been done better or what isn't being done that the community needs.
You know, Len, Fox News, I'm going on Sunday. I'm going to be way hungover.
Bring your armor.
Well, they're sending a car, but, you know, perhaps an e-bike, Len. That could be an enjoyable ride.
Well.
Might pep me up before I went on the Foxy News.
If you need an e-bike, I'm just the guy. I could have one to have you ride it in.
Stores open Sundays?
Yes.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
You are a taskmaster, nice. Lynn Mattioli.
Yes, I am. You know the days of the year we're closed? We're closed Christmas Day, Easter Sunday, and Father's Day, and Thanksgiving Day. That's it.
Well, that's because when you have so much fun riding an e-bike, it should be a seven-day-a-week experience. Crazy Lenny E-Bike Mattioli. Buddy, see you at the party at the Jade Monkey on Tuesday.
I'll be there. Yes, nice. Jade Monkey.
If he's not there, we know where he works.
Hey, Dominic, when am I going to see you on that new e-bike? You need one. There's so much fun.
I do need one. It's my birthday coming up. Got to talk to my wife.
Riding an e-bike for the first time is like the first time your dad brought you home a new Schwinn.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.
Okay, I got to go. I'm in the middle of a big bike race.